Streaming. The future of entertainment. The way we pay for music and movies is changing rapidly. And CDs, DVDs, and even MP3s are becoming a thing of the past. In this online age, the future is streaming. Firstly, what is streaming? Basically, it means watching movies or listening to music over your internet connection. So, instead of buying the latest Mission Impossible film on DVD, or downloading Rihanna's album in MP3, the content sits on a server. Then, you connect to the server and stream the movie or music to your computer, smartphone, tablet, or internet-connected TV. The big difference with streaming is you pay to access content rather than actually owning it yourself. Many companies offer this service. Netflix is a popular US company that streams films. For just $7.99 per month, you can watch, i.e. stream, as many movies from their online catalogue as you like. There are currently about 20,000 titles. Spotify is a Swedish company that streams music. For a similar fee, you can listen to any song in their catalogue. They currently have about 12 million tracks. The main advantage of streaming is convenience. You've got access to thousands of movies and songs at the touch of a button. And if you start watching a film and you don't like it, you can just change it. Gone are the days of spending your hard-earned cash on a CD or DVD, then realising you've bought a dud. Also, by only accessing content, you don't have to worry about storage space. You'll never fill up your hard disk with MP3s or your bookshelf with DVDs. And if you don't own something, you can never lose it or have it stolen. Streaming is potentially good for the environment too. Streaming files use a lot less energy than creating, shipping, and watching or listening to DVDs and CDs. Of course, many companies that offer streaming need massive data centers to store their content. And if these data centers are powered by coal-generated electricity, or some other form of polluting energy, they'll have a large carbon footprint. But once the data centres are powered by renewable energy, streaming will be the perfect option. Some have criticised streaming for being more about convenience than quality. The film and music files are compressed, so they don't take too long to download over the internet. But when this happens, sound and image quality is lost. So a CD will probably sound a lot better than a streamed song. And a movie on Blu-ray will look better than a streamed one too. Also, as mobile internet is still relatively slow and expensive, streaming isn't always the best option. But as speeds increase and prices drop, you'll soon be streaming music to your iPhone while you jog, or a movie to your iPad as you're on the train. Streaming is here to stay. It's an easy and affordable way to watch and listen. But that just leaves one question. What to do with your lifetime collection of DVDs, CDs, and MP3s?